Porn Star Sexual Confidence by Sean Jameson. Introduction. Hi, I hope you enjoyed the Blowjob Bible. Porn Star Sexual Confidence is one of the bonus books that I included with it. I decided that it was very important to include this book with the Blowjob Bible for many reasons. The main reason is quite simple. I've gotten so many emails over the years from girls who are either very shy or were very nervous when it comes to actually performing a blowjob on their man, or performing any sexual act with them. So if you are not totally confident about getting sexual with your man, then this book will help you to get over that fear and enjoy the sex life you deserve. And even if you are sexually confident with your man, this book will help take that sexual confidence to the next level, where you'll be at ease and happy to talk about even the wildest sexual fantasies. Before we begin, I want to be really clear about this book. It is not some sort of feel-good mumbo-jumbo that sounds interesting but doesn't actually work. You are not going to be standing in front of a mirror screaming, "I am an independent woman, I am a sexual goddess," and you are not going to have to perform any weird rituals or some sort of weird hypnosis on yourself. Before you read any of the techniques below, I want to tell you something that few understand until they actually read it. Sexual confidence is about becoming comfortable with yourself and your body. It's not all about sex. Please read that again. The key to sexual confidence is getting comfortable with yourself and with your body. It's not all about having crazy or wild sex. Porn Star Sexual Confidence will give you the information and exercises that you need to do if you want to get more comfortable with yourself and with your body. Like all books I've written, this book has been heavily condensed, so you may find that you need to read it more than once for it to truly sink in. To better lovemaking, Sean. Getting Porn Star Sexual Confidence. Before I give you the techniques that you need to use to make yourself more confident, I want to introduce you to the single most important concept when it comes to getting sexually confident as well as getting better sexually. Think of it as the most important rule for gaining confidence. It's great instructions and practice makes perfect. I've said it before in the Blowjob Bible and I'm saying it here too. To get good at anything requires a lot of practice and great instructions. Provided you have great instructions, the more you practice, the better you will get. If you want to get good at tennis, then you need to practice and have great instructions. If you want to be an amazing ballerina, then you need to practice and have great instructions. If you want to be great at sex, then you need to practice and have great instructions. The Blowjob Bible and the Bad Girls Bible may provide fantastic instructions, but you still need to practice. Nobody is suddenly born with amazing sex skills. You have to learn them. So if you are not that good in the bedroom right now, don't worry, you'll get better with practice. You will also notice that as you practice more and more, you will get more and more confident too. With more practice, you will notice that everything starts to seem completely normal and relaxed. Everything will just flow and you will stop worrying whether or not you are doing it right. Practice not only makes you better in the bedroom, it makes you more confident too. So while all the other techniques below work great for getting more confident, giving blowjobs and getting sexual with your man, nothing gives you more confidence than practice. Finer details. 1. So you were saying that I should have sex with lots of men all the time to get lots of practice? My advice. No. I'm not saying that you should have sex with lots of guys. Having sex with lots of different guys is not a great idea. A much better idea is to find a guy that you like and feel comfortable with. Make sure that he's trustworthy and that he's clean. There is nothing worse than word getting out that you sleep around or catching something from a guy. 2. So I just have to have sex with a guy and I will magically become more confident? My advice. Just having sex with a guy will perhaps make you a little more confident. However, what you need to do is try the techniques that you've learned from the Blowjob Bible that you haven't used yet. Trying new techniques a few times will make you more confident each subsequent time you use them. Eventually, after trying these new techniques 3 to 6 times, they'll become second nature to you and you'll feel quite confident using them. Find someone that makes you feel comfortable. When you are trying to build your confidence when learning how to give an awesome blowjob and how to get better at sex, doing it with someone who makes you feel comfortable is incredibly important. It makes building your sexual confidence 10 times easier. However, if you are with a guy who makes you feel uncomfortable awkward, nervous, or weird, then it's going to seriously affect your sexual confidence. Not only is it bad for your sexual confidence, but it will also have a detrimental effect on your self-esteem. You will start to become really self-conscious if your man is unkind, mean, or is constantly putting you down. This may sound like the most obvious thing in the world, but you should only date and be with guys that make you feel good about yourself. When you feel good about yourself, giving your man a blowjob and trying out new sexual techniques is so much easier. You won't feel self-conscious, which will allow you to concentrate on giving your man a great new sexual experience, instead of constantly worrying if you're doing it right or if he's enjoying every single moment of it. Finer details. 1. I like this guy I'm dating, but I don't feel fully comfortable around him. So, should I dump him and just go find someone else? My advice, heck no. It's completely natural to feel a little nervous around a guy you like. If he treats you well and you are attracted to him, then he's definitely a keeper. What I'm saying is that you should avoid guys that treat you badly. Guys who treat you badly are awful for your self-esteem, which will wreck your sexual confidence. Lights out. Turning off the lights may sound juvenile, but it really works. If you are not totally confident with your body or a specific part of your body, then turning off the lights means that your man won't be able to see it anymore. I've found that the easiest way to do this is to keep a lamp close to your bed. This way, you don't have to make a big deal about it and jump out of bed to turn off the lights. You just have to reach over and turn off the switch. Maybe turning off the lights completely is a bit extreme for you, but that's no problem. Instead of turning off all the lights in your room, you can dim them instead. However, my favorite is to have a small lamp in the corner of the room to provide a really low level of light. You can just try lighting a few candles too. Finer details. Will my man think it's weird that I'm turning off the light? My advice. He might, but only if you make a big deal about it. However, if it's nighttime and you're both about to jump into bed anyway, then it's perfectly normal and natural, especially if you're turning off a light on the bedside table. If it's in the middle of the day, then just close the blinds or curtains on the windows to make things darker. Don't forget about how nervous your man is. Every girl that I've talked to about getting more sexual confidence has usually been completely unaware of how nervous their man is. Yes, lots of men often lack sexual confidence too, especially the inexperienced guys. So the next time you're about to go down on your man, just remember that your man is probably feeling exactly the same way as you do. He is just as worried as you are, if not more. He is hoping and praying that he maintains his erection. He's hoping and praying that he doesn't come too quickly. He's even hoping and praying that he doesn't take too long to come. Most guys are so worried about performing that they will often not be that focused on you and what you're doing. Because of their egos, they will be completely wrapped up in themselves, hoping that they are performing well. This is why you should not worry too much about getting it perfectly right. I can personally tell you that during my first few years when I became sexually active, I was very nervous about doing a lot of things with my girlfriends, even when I was the one lying down getting the blowjob. Where you do it. Where you give your man a blowjob can play a huge role in how confident you feel. Many of the girls that I've talked to have told me that they found their bedroom, when no one else is in the house or apartment, to be the best place where they feel most confident giving their man a blowjob. This will most likely be the case for you too. However, you may find that there are other places that make you feel even more comfortable. It could be your man's house or apartment, or it could just be his living room. A few girls have even said a hotel room makes them feel more comfortable. Think about it for a moment, and then choose the place where you feel most comfortable. Preparation. I strongly believe that preparation is the key to overcoming 80% of the stress involved with trying something new with your man. If you prepare everything before actually doing it, you'll feel a lot more confident and a lot more relaxed. So what can you do to prepare? What you wear. What you wear plays an important role in how you feel. If you are wearing tired, old, and worn clothes that don't fit you properly, then you are not going to feel that confident or sexy. However, if you have a top, skirt, or pair of shoes that make you feel really sexy, you should wear them as it will help to boost your confidence. How healthy you are. There is a crazy amount of pressure put on women these days to be skinny. This is done by the media, your friends, and sometimes even your parents. This pressure is not good for building your confidence. You should never ever worry about being skinny. Instead, you should worry about being healthy. This is far more important. Being healthy means eating right and exercising regularly. It means not being too fat and not being too skinny. When you exercise regularly, your body naturally releases endorphins, which act to make you feel happier, more confident, and healthier. But as well as this natural release of endorphins, exercise obviously makes you look healthier too. Eating healthy is a no-brainer for making you healthier. It helps you to clear up your skin, gives you more energy, and it can help you to lose excess weight. All of these things combine to making eating healthy a very important thing when it comes to being healthy and feeling more confident. The dry run. As I have said again and again, practice makes perfect. If you are really not sure what you should be doing when trying out a new technique, then practice first on a peeled banana or even a dildo until you are a little more confident. Try your best not to overthink it too much, otherwise you will cause yourself unnecessary stress. But don't forget that preparation alone is not enough. You have to prepare and also actually try the sexual techniques that you've been preparing in real life on your man. Finer details. 1. I've done all this preparation, but I'm still a little nervous about giving my man a blowjob. What's wrong? My advice. Even after doing all this preparation, it's still completely natural to feel nervous. When you combine this preparation together with practice, doing it somewhere comfortable and doing it with a guy who makes you feel comfortable, you're going to hardly feel nervous at all. Try a technique you've never tried before. Trying a technique that you've never attempted before is a great way to make yourself feel more confident afterwards. It's the perfect way to face your fear. When you do it once, you'll realize that it wasn't actually that hard and that nothing terrible happens even if you don't do it perfectly. Finer details. 1. Trying new techniques is exactly what makes me really nervous. Are you sure this will help me? My advice. I teach that you should mix techniques that you know well with new techniques that you haven't tried before. Yes, you will feel nervous trying new techniques, but, and it's a big but, you will quickly realize that nothing bad ever happens if you don't do it perfectly. Which leads me to the next aspect you need to consider when building porn star sexual confidence. Avoid being perfect. When giving your man a blowjob, you may feel that you need to do it absolutely perfectly. You may think that you need to follow every piece of my advice, word for word, and never do anything different whatsoever. This kind of thinking, unfortunately, is ridiculous and it's not helpful at all. Yes, the Blowjob Bible gives you incredible advice on how to give your man a great blowjob. But if you spend all of your time worrying about making sure that you follow every step, word for word, then you are never actually going to enjoy giving your man a blowjob. Like I said in the Blowjob Bible, try choosing just a few tips and techniques, then try them out, and then afterwards decide if you and your man really like them. If one particular technique seems very complicated or out there, then just attempt half of the steps the first time and then try it out fully the next time. Most likely, you will make a few mistakes when you're trying something new. But most of the time, your man will be enjoying it so much that he will hardly notice. Finer details. 1. But I want it to be absolutely perfect. I want to give him a perfect blowjob. Or use the perfect line when talking dirty to him. My advice. Guys want everything they do to be perfect also. They want the perfect pickup line that gets a woman every time. Unfortunately, the perfect pickup line just doesn't exist. Yet millions of guys are in awesome relationships around the world. The same thing is true for giving your man a blowjob or talking dirty. No line or blowjob technique is perfect. Or works perfectly every single time. The truth is that they all work very well. However, you will find that your man would prefer some and not like others as much. Conclusion. So now that you've read Porn Star Sexual Confidence, the most important thing you can do is to consistently implement the advice you've just read. Hopefully, just reading the book gave you a little confidence boost. But if you don't implement what you've read, then you will have trouble becoming truly sexually confident and sexually comfortable.